Portland police arrested seven people last night after a peaceful demonstration ended and a smaller group of protesters roamed through the city. The protests were in response to a grand jury's decision in Ferguson, Missouri, not to indict a police officer who shot and killed Michael Brown, a young black man, last August. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson followed events through the night and filed this report.
The evening started out peacefully as more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered at the Justice Center in downtown Portland. They listened to speakers, marched, and then dispersed. But tensions flared when several hundred protesters broke away from that rally. The group moved through parts of the city, blocking traffic. At one point, police say the driver of a vehicle was punched in the face by a protester, who then disappeared into the crowd. Protesters then marched under the northbound lanes of I-5, where about 100 police met them, some in riot gear, others on horseback.
Support the police crew, move off the freeway, or you will be arrested.
Police say protesters threw rocks and bottles at officers. The police used pepper spray and cleared the freeway. Officer Pete Simpson is a spokesperson for the Portland police. He described the events on OPB's evening broadcast of Think Out Loud.
You have people blocking bridges. We have reports of protesters damaging people's cars as they sit in their car stuck in the middle of it. So, I think it's fair to say that the group that's out there now is a very different group than we saw earlier today, which was incredibly peaceful, very productive.
Jess Hayden is a writer in Portland and was among the demonstrators. He says they wanted to shut down I-5 for 4.5 minutes to represent the 4.5 hours Michael Brown lay on the street after he was shot in Ferguson.
Eventually you reach a point where you have to shut things down. You have to say that these arteries of our cities will not be allowed to flow as long as people are being gunned down.
Earlier, the evening began with a peaceful rally as a much larger crowd gathered to hear speakers and reflect on events in Ferguson and the city of Portland. The Reverend Hector Lopez attended the peaceful demonstration.
We have a lot of goodwill in the city of Portland, but goodwill does not trump the changing of institutional structure, the changing of institutional policies, the change in attitude.
Lopez says laws need to be changed and people need to have a greater say in how police operate in the city. Hulana Torres, who lives in Northwest Portland, was also marching in the peaceful demonstration with her children.
What brings me out is many things. I'm a member of this community. I'm a Latino woman. I have children who are brown. I'm a teacher, I'm an educator in Portland Public Schools, and I think it's important that as an educator and as a mother and as a member of this community, my face is out here, that I'm not just speaking about the things to my kids and my students that are wrong with the social system right now.
The rally was organized by the Obina Ministerial Alliance and a coalition of social action groups. They have for years worked for change at the Portland Police Bureau, which has faced allegations for excessive force against people with mental illness and against minorities. The U.S. Department of Justice and the city reached an agreement earlier this year over how the police handle people with mental illness. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.